Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Most college students in Boston hadn't even been born when Tomenino took over as mayor of the city. Back then in 1993, the city looked a lot different. As Bostonians say goodbye to their former longtime mayor, they're living and working in an environment Tomenino helped shape. Old neighborhoods and new developments alike. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has this look at Menino's legacy on the cityscape.
While he was winding down his days in office last year, Mayor Menino reflected on his political career to a group of Boston business executives. He said voters don't want leaders who waffle. He says they want leaders who make the tough decisions.
On some developments in the issue of the city of Boston, I made some tough decisions there. But they were the right decision in the long run. In the beginning, people said they were the wrong decision.
Menino may be known for his moniker, the urban mechanic, for his focus on neighborhoods. But that ignores some of his bigger decisions as de facto chief city planner.
He was the mayor for downtown as much as the neighborhoods.
Mike McCormick is a former city councilor. He says if you want to see Menino's legacy, just look at downtown and across the Fort Point Channel at all the construction cranes in the Seaport District. In 1993, when Menino was first sworn in as mayor, the whole area was pretty empty. That was the same year Joe Fallon founded his development company. Now his office at 1 Marina Park Drive towers over luxury apartments under construction and some of the city's best new restaurants. Fallon says Menino had a clear vision for the Seaport.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. There were all kinds of uses that didn't fit the profile of what he wanted to see developed.
That singular vision, what fit the profile and what didn't, divides many of the mayor's supporters on development from his detractors. Boston landscape architect Shirley Kressel is one of the more outspoken opponents. She says Menino had the chief planning agency, the Boston Redevelopment Authority, firmly under his control.
You know, all the hundreds of meetings that they tout and all of the advisory committees and impact advisory and citizens advisory, and it's all, you know, it's all theater.
And she says Menino gave free rein to developers he liked while shutting out developers he didn't. Menino's style had benefits, says historian Jim Vrabel, but it also came at a cost.
We don't know about the least favorite developers because they never got a chance to develop anything. And in some ways, the city was not well served by that. We didn't have the kind of robust competition and the kind of new ideas and different ideas that maybe would have served the city better had he been more willing to talk to people who had different ideas about city planning.
Menino would take issue with that. Last year, he told those Boston business leaders it's more important to have the big picture of the future city in mind and stick with it. Developer Joe Fallon says the mayor leaves a lasting legacy on Boston's skyline.
Well, the proof is in the pudding. Look at where the city is today compared to where it was prior to him being mayor. I would challenge anyone that doesn't see this as a better city today.
Menino's five terms in office spanned a period of urban renewal nationally. Cities across the country are seeing more people and businesses moving downtown. How much he is responsible for can be debated, but there's no question that Tom Menino put his signature on Boston's cityscape. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.